Would life look different if we just took sex off the table entirely? Unless you're a narcissist, it doesn't feel good for you to know that every single time you're engaging in sexual activity, it's done out of a feeling of obligation for the other person. So if you're going through a particularly stressful period of life, everyone is resentful, everyone is exhausted. Why are they placing so much of a focus on the importance of sexual activity when it's nothing but burdensome for them? Being a sex therapist, there are some people, I'll give them sort of a get out of jail free card. So people with young kids, how about if we take sex totally off the table until your youngest starts elementary school?
If you're not the one that has low desire, like you could be listening to that and be like, oh my God, that is like my worst nightmare.
Yeah, but but partners also know when sex is unrewarding for the other person, and some of the listeners are not going to like this, but is it finding out other outlets like exercise or distraction or other things like that? If we think about it as a hiatus, like a temporary hiatus, to really understand how do we make this situation rewarding for both of you. In the higher desire person who's really motivated to make the relationship work, they are willing to do those other things to temporarily quell their higher desire, if it means in the long term, the potential of a better sex life.